today's podcast, and we're looking at the life and times of a man born in London on the 30th of September 1947 to Sid and Phyllis Feld. And apparently Sid bought him this song and his mum gave him an acoustic guitar.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
So that's our story of Mark Bolan, the king of glam rock. So let's find out a little bit more. That was the inspiration that started the story. He was absolutely obsessed with clothes, and by 1960 he was leader of a local gang, as many have been, and seen posing around the local dance halls. And like some people, me included, we left school without the best qualifications and didn't have a job. Well, at least I had a job. He persuaded his mother to pay £100 for enrolment in a modelling school. And then he started to go to a television studios where a children's programme, The 5 O'Clock Club, was recorded. Sort of hanging around with people. Well, he made friends with Alan Warren, one of the regular performers, and moved into a flat, or at least a room in Warren's flat, near Earl's Court. So, of course, the next thing is he's trying to get himself into the studios and getting himself known. He got himself a harmonica, and apparently he spent a lot of time trying to play that. But he wasn't really getting anywhere until he started trying some new stage names. Made friends with publicist Mike Pruskin, who then agreed to become his manager. Well, the change of name to Mark Bolan appeared around that time, and the two were introduced to Decca's A&R man, Dick Rowe. Okay, so what was his first effort, or what were the first efforts like? Well, one of the very early efforts was this one, which was the very first release, and, well, let you decide. See what you think this one sounds like for yourself.
Walking in the woods one day, met a man who said he was magic. Wonderful things he said. Pointed hat upon his head. He knew what people laughed and cried, and why they lived and why they died. Shadows followed him around. He walked the woods without a single sound. Golden eagles at his door, cats and bats play on the floor. Silver sunlight in his eyes, he charms his magic from the eastern sky. Walking sky.
Okay, were we impressed? I'm not too sure whether we would have been. Anyway, the first release, The Wizard, and then Beyond the Rising Sun came to nothing. Decca bought out the second single in 1966. And, of course, because they both failed, Pruskin decided he'd had enough. So Mark Bolan needed another lucky break, and he met a guy called Simon Napier Bell, a songwriter who was managing this group. Okay, so that group was called the Yardbirds, and of course, being the manager of a group, he sort of put up with the sort of things that you expect from people who are in music. He sort of sensed a star quality, and he wanted to get this young lad and sort of take him and mould him into his own pop star. So they launched the new look, Mark Bolan. Shall we have a little listen to see what he sounded like? This was the song they launched with. It was called Hippie Gumbo. And let's get the sound up. It sounded like this. This was November 1966.
Met a man, he was nice, said his name was Paradise. Didn't realize at the time that his face and mine were mine. Hippie gumbo, he's no good, chop him up.
Okay. Would you have liked Mark Bolan after that one? Well, I'm not too sure if you would have done, but the next one was one that I must admit I did quite like, actually. He was obviously a flop with Hippie Gumbo, and Napier Bell then started trying to look around to see who he could link him with, and came up with a band called John's Children, and this was on in the autumn of 1966. They went out to Germany and supported The Who on tour, and I quite like this little single that they came out with.
Yeah.
Now, I remember that one from Radio 1 being played, and quite catchy. Obviously, it doesn't sound quite so good these days, but it was quite nice. 1967 next, and in June, Melody Maker had an advert for people to join Mark Bolan, musicians, of course, looking for a new band, and the only successful candidate was a drummer called Peregrine Took. They then came up with the name Tyrannosaurus Rex, and started to get to know John Peel. This was where Simon Napier Bell sort of dropped out. And the producer, Tony Visconti, saw the band and introduced them to the Moody Blues producer, Denny Cordell. So we move next to April 1968, and this was a single that they had, which was called Deborah. Let's have a little listen to it and see if we like it. Well, again, I remember this one being played quite a lot on Radio 1, and obviously the band or the group were beginning to get themselves better known, and they got a place in the Black Hill Enterprises Management Company. He didn't meet Deborah, but he met 26-year-old June Child. And they got married in 1970. So, as you can well imagine, with a lady in his life, he was beginning to probably get a little bit more romantic in his music as well. Here's the next song, which was called One Inch Rock.
Riding piggyback, I come to a shepherd.
him as she sighed. I named the little poetess. She unties her mouth in a buckskin dress. She drinks from a bottle of a ginger gas. I'm the one high in the earth, of Carolina. She puts me in a kind of smile, suitable, yeah. I've got the horrors cause I'm one inch tall. The next thing I know is a girl by my side. Dressed in a bikini, she's trying to hide. Asked her name, she says you're mine. Do the rock, do the one inch rock. Do the rock, do the one inch rock. Do the rock, do the one inch rock. Do the rock, do the one inch rock.
Well, they began to feel round about August 1969, they were on the way, so off they went to an American tour. Unfortunately for them, Woodstock was the rage, and of course the rest of the tour failed. Bolan returned to the UK without Peregrine Took. And it took him till October before he got Mickey Finn with him. And they started looking at more electric sounds. Beard of Stars was released in March 1970. It was the first Bolan album to include the electric guitar. And then he came up with Ride a White Swan, written about this time. The band abbreviated its name to T-Rex. And well, things were beginning to happen. They appeared on the Top of the Pops, and new band members Steve Curry and Howard Kalin arrived. The album went to number two, and the song, the single, went to number one. There we are. And of course they felt by this time they had begun to arrive, and why not? They certainly were looking pretty good around that time. Well, they went on the road and took on drummer Bill Legend, and the first gig was in March 1971 in Detroit. And then back to May in Britain. And then this release. It was glam rock. And Get It On, the second number one for Mark Bolan. Get it on.
Vielen Dank, Julian Werding. Weiter geht es mit einer...
See, it wasn't just the UK, he was here, there, and he was everywhere. And of course, he was really getting it on. That was, of course, the big, big breakthrough, got to number one in the States, and there were other songs that went with it. So from a touch Dutch TV... Looking at the pictures of, he looks absolutely wonderful actually, if you're into good glitzy showbiz. For my money, this was the best time that I enjoyed him. And of course, another of the big songs around about that time was a song called Metal Guru. I don't know if you remember it. I'm pretty sure you will. If you're a Mark Boland fan, then I'm sure this will be another big favourite of yours.
Just like the silver studded saber-toothed dream, I'll be a revolutionary machine.
Well, in February 1972, off the band goes to America to try and capitalise on those successes that they already had. But sadly, Bolan had been introduced to cocaine and he was at the Carnegie Hall, fell over during the first song. And unfortunately, he began to believe all his own publicity material, started to drink heavily under the pressure of another failed American tour. Okay, but he started to bounce back in 1972 and he came up with another good song which started to do pretty well. And this was a song called Solid Gold, Easy Action. This got to number two in the Christmas charts. And also he had a film project, Born to Boogie. And the film opened to packed houses in London. Rexmas shows, they were called. So, sadly, as we get to 1973, there was an album called Tanks, T-A-N-X. That didn't do much, unfortunately. And the cover photo did not hide the increasingly bloated features of a guy who'd begun to start drinking heavily. He was letting his image begin to colour his perspective. And other glam rock musicians were beginning to look at the changes that were going on. He did have a number three with a song called 20th Century Boy. This was 1973. At the beginning of the year.
Thank you. you know, this is Rocky Balboa, you know, I'm listening to Vince Tracy, you know, just terrific, you know, I love listening to Vince Tracy, you know me.
Well, sadly, by the summer of 1973, he started to have an affair with the Motown songwriter Gloria Jones. And, of course, the drinking continued and the cocaine also continued. Another failed American tour, and the band members' Korean legend was still only making around 50 quid a week. Increasingly were disturbed by his erratic behaviour. Bill Legend left the band in November, and June also left him by the end of the year. And he set up a flat with Gloria Jones in London, planning the first British tour in 18 months. Also had rows with Tony Visconti, the producer, and he quit. And then he took a little break while Britain enjoyed the Bay City Rollers and Show Waddy Waddy. And the Zip Gun, released in 1975, was the last T-Rex album to feature Mickey Finn, because he also left the band, prompting Mark Bolan to comment, "T-Rex no longer exists." He was beginning to get interested in punk rock, and apparently proclaimed himself to be the godfather of punk. So let's go to 1976. Here is a song of his which really didn't get a lot of interest, and it was called London Boys. See what you think. Did you like it?
Do you remember?
The public didn't really go for this one. However, he started getting a bit more stability in his life and purchased a new house and was a ready taker for a show called Mark, 6 episodes, which would give him the chance to feature new bands. And this was produced by Mike Mansfield. So let's see whether or not he comes over well with this one. Mark Bolan with David Bowie on his show called Mark. Let's play a little bit of this. It's 1977.
Thank you for goodbye and all the boys in the band, David, everybody, all the cats, you know they are. This is a new song.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
So sounding good, Mark Bolan and David Bowie on The Mark Show in 1977. on the 16th of September, Bolan went to the Speakeasy Club and then on to a restaurant called Morton's with Gloria Jones and friends. Leaving about 4 a.m, they drove off in her purple Mini 1275 GT. And about 5 a.m, the car crashed into a tree on a bend just past a humpback bridge on Queen's Ride. This was on the edge of Barnes Common in southwest London. She was badly injured, but the passenger side took the worst of the collision and Mark Bolan died. His funeral was held at Golders Green Crematorium and attended by friends and associates and fans. I think most of us will best remember him with songs like this. So, a great part of maybe our growing up in the 70s. My tribute to Mark Bolan.